Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 102 of the JB Sism Show. My friends, in today's episode, we're going to be talking about email marketing. I'm asking the question, what is it, and should you care? I'm also going to give you four how-to steps to setting up your very own email marketing campaign.
Do you have a message to share and wonder, how do I get heard? Broadcasting from the beautiful lakes of Minnesota and the Twin Cities, welcome to the JB Sism Show. This show will motivate you with clarity and help you find your voice so you can take your message to the next level. Now here's your host, Jason Sism.
And taking everything to the next level is exactly what I love to do each and every week here at jbsism.com. Well, my friends, welcome to today's episode. And if this is the first time you're here, this show is designed to helping you stay motivated with clarity so you can find your voice and succeed in your family, your ministry, and your life. That's right, my friends. My goal is to give you the tools that you need so you can transform lives and reach the world with the message that God has put on your heart. Well, today we're talking about email marketing, and one thing that everybody has is email. It's not the new kid on the block anymore, and well, it seems that you should focus all your attention on social media, right? But what if I told you the money is in the list? Well, my friends, in today's episode, that is what we're talking about. I'm going to talk about the do's and the don'ts and what you need to get started. And if you're writing a book, starting a blog, or wanting to make that money online, you need an email marketing list. And this list is going to be your gold card, and each person on your list becomes your most loyal follower. All this and more right now on jbsism.com. Well, my friends, it is good to be back behind the microphone. It is 8 o'clock in the morning, and I'm just now recording this episode. You're going to get this live today on Wednesday. And last night, my wife and I ended up watching the movie Hacksaw Ridge with Andrew Garfield and Vince Vaughn. Fantastic movie. If you've never seen it, I encourage you to. Give you a little bit of a warning, though. It is pretty graphic, and it is rated R. So there you have it. But it was a very, very good movie. It's probably one of the most Christian movies I think I've ever seen that has come out of Hollywood. It's a Mel Gibson film. And if you are a fan of Mel Gibson's directed films, you know that this one is just as good as any of the others that you have seen. So that's what we ended up doing last night. And it dawned on me this morning, I never recorded this podcast episode. Whoops, my bad. Well, anyway, today, my friends, we're talking about email marketing and talking about some of these, the new things that are out, and I'm going to be telling you how to set up your own email marketing campaign, just like what I have on my website. If you go to my website at just go to jbsism.com, and on the top right-hand side, you're going to see two different email opt-in forms, and you're going to find out that you can sign up to receive two different free things. That's pretty cool. If you are writing a book, you can download a storyboard template so you can stop procrastinating on your book and actually get it written. So it's an Evernote template. If you sign up, your name and email address, you're going to get that, and that's pretty cool. The other thing I'm also giving away is a free ebook called Ready, Set, Publish, 7 Reasons You Should Publish Your Book This Year. So if you're wanting to take everything to the next level, these are the two items that you are going to want. So sign up for them both, get them, and it's completely for free. All I ask is for your name and email address. And the best part is you're also going to get my email newsletter, where I'm going to give you some of the best tips, tricks, and strategies that you need to take your blog, take your writing to the next level, and help you get the tools that you need so you can transform lives and reach the world with the message that God has on your heart. Well, I'm pretty excited because we are now on episode 102 of this show. 3 digits. I can't believe that. We are in the 3 digits. It'll sound cooler when I'm in the four digits, but that's quite a ways away. Maybe the show won't be around by then, but three digits, 102 episodes. If you want to check out the awesome 100th episode, which was a huge deal for me when I crossed the threshold into the 100s, go to jbsism.com/100 and you can listen to that there. I jump into the DeLorean time machine, go back to February 20th, 2015, and give you a sneak peek of what it looked like in the early days of my podcasting journey. The podcast show sounds a lot better today than it did then, but hey, you can actually hear what it sounded like then. Or if you just want to listen to the first episode and have a good laugh at it, you can go to jbsism.com/001 and you can listen to it right there, download it, whatever you want to do. I encourage you to just listen to the new episodes. That's my suggestion. Well, when I started blogging here in 2009, I didn't think that I needed an email list, and I thought that I would be building my following on Facebook or social media, Twitter, Instagram, etc., which I'm still working on those. I'm still working there, still trying to gain new people there, but a lot of that has changed today, and I feel if I'm just starting from scratch, I feel like I'm just starting to build my email list from nothing. And the fact is, this email list is driving more traffic to my blog and has purchased more of my books than any of my building and endeavors that I have done on social media. Sometimes I will post something on Facebook or Twitter and it's crickets. I get nothing from people. But I will actually have a sizable chunk of my email list go to the website, read the stuff. I've had people forward it on to others, and email is where it's at. At least this is what I'm starting to find, and it's driving more traffic to my blog, and people are buying my books more based upon the fact that they are in my email inbox. And the thing is, when I launched my previous book, I actually gained a whole lot of new followers. And I marketed the book heavily to them, and it was my email list that purchased the book. I made more money from those on my email list than the cold buyers on social media, or those who just happened across Amazon. And that was the day I really began to realize I need to focus and need to work on my list. And it's only been since the beginning of this year that I've really started to hunker down and try out things to build this list. And so when I say I feel like I'm starting from scratch, I feel like I'm starting from scratch, but I wanted to kind of give you a report. And that's kind of what this show does. It gives you a report of the things that I'm trying, things that I'm doing that I think seem to be working. And email is one of those things that I feel is actually working. And so I am actually encouraging authors and bloggers to start email marketing. And that kind of brings up the question, so what should I do to focus on building my list? Why should I focus on email marketing? Well, number one, if you collect email addresses, you're giving them something of value. You know, email is gold, and people guard their email addresses. They don't want to let them go. They don't want to just, here, have my email address and send me a bunch of stuff. They don't just hand it out to anybody. And this is why I say, if you collect email addresses, we should be giving them something of value. Because when we give them something of value in return for their email address, that single action creates a valued member of your community. Because they're opting in for something of value, and now they value you and your message because they said yes to your email address. Yes to your email marketing campaigns that you're going to do. And if somebody is getting your regular blog posts, updates in their email address inbox, they are more likely to read your blog posts than the people on social media. And I have totally found that to be true. When I've tried to send stuff on social media, I'll get the crickets. Or maybe I'll get a couple of likes here and there, but Facebook is still the number one traffic driver to my website. but email is the second most popular traffic driver to my website, and mainly because I have more people following me on Facebook and than I do on my email list. But what I'm finding is the people on my email address are more likely to open and click through to the blog than the people who are on social media. And I find there are days where my email list is my number one traffic driver to the website. And so if you want to get more traffic to your website, you got to get more people on your email inbox, in your email marketing solution. Secondly, email followers tell your message it's valued. So when someone joins your mailing list, they're telling you, I care about your message. I care about you. I care about what you're offering. I care about what you're saying. You come to my inbox every day. I want to hear every dripping word that comes off of your lips. It's like you're dating. You're dating these people, and you finally muster up the courage to ask the girl to marry you. And if she says yes, she's devoted to you. It's a bad analogy, but that's how email I view the email follower. You know, when they sign up, you know, before they sign up, they're dating you. They're checking you out. They're saying, do I like this person? Do I want to give them more attention? You know, I only have so many hours in a day. Can I give my attention to another blogger? And when they finally say yes to you, it's like you asking them to marry them, and you're now engaged because they've signed up for your email inbox. Now, if they buy something from you, I consider them, you know, I consider you married to your email follower, because now they've given you something even more valuable. They've given you their money. And email followers will tell you that your message is valued simply by them saying yes to your email inbox. You know, so when they say, here's my name, here's my email, come into my email inbox, I'm giving you a sacred place, they're telling you your message is valued, and they care about your message. So that's what we need to look at. That's what we need to focus on, is creating a value that they can grab onto. Thirdly, email grows slower than social media followers. Now, this is just my own personal opinion here. I tried to find some information on it. Couldn't find very much information on it, but I found that email grows slower than social media followers. And I've all often been very frustrated that my email list isn't growing as fast as I want it to. I find that it's not going the direction that I'm really wanting it to go. And having an email list allows me to weed out those who don't care about my message. Email gives me the power to enter someone's life, and it gives me the power to give them deeper value. And so I found that my email address, the email addresses coming into my ConvertKit account, which I'll talk about ConvertKit in just a little bit, but the people who opt into my email list, I found that it actually grows slower than social media. I can get likes all day if I want. I can get people to like my social media, but getting people onto the email list seems like a harder endeavor and a slower process than somebody who's wanting to do a quick like. And I'm trying to figure out some ways to make it even simpler for people to sign up for email. Because if I can make it as simple for them as possible, I'll get more people. So I think your list is going to grow slow. Social media is kind of like the wind. It's always there and a lot of noise. It just keeps coming. But email, I think, is closer to the rain. You know, again, bad analogy, but it arrives in its time. It's life-giving waters bring growth and brings nourishment. And I look at email that way, email marketing that way. When somebody is on our email list, we're nurturing them. We're giving them something of value. We're giving them something deeper than just the weekly blog post. We're helping them grow as an individual. We're helping them open their mind to new ideas. And we're saying, you know, I care about you. I'm going to nurture you. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to give you what you need. And And that's why you're on my email list, because you said yes to me. You said yes to my message, and I'm going to help you get there. And that's how I see email marketing. That's how I see the beauty of an email subscriber saying yes, giving you their name, giving you their email address, and you saying, okay, by subscribing to my free email newsletter, because remember, email is free. They don't have to give you any money, but they're giving you their email address. And, you know, you're saying, I care about your privacy. I care about your contact information. I care about you, and I'm not going to spam you. I just want you to see my videos. I want you to see my newsletters. You're probably going to get 2 to 3. Excuse me. You're probably going to get 2 to 3 emails a week from me. And if you're okay with that, sign up. And that's what I say. I say all of that. I say your privacy is protected. Your contact is secure. I just want to give you my videos and newsletters. You're going to get 2 to 3 emails from me a week. I hope that's okay. And so I've been asked by so many people as of late in the last few months, you know, what's the deal with email marketing? I was actually meeting with somebody a few months ago. It was actually last month. And I mentioned how you need an email I mentioned to them they needed an email marketing solution provider. And they're like, a what and a what and a what? So I'm going to walk you through, and I know I'm kind of powering through today's episode. It's going to be a short episode, but I'm going to power through it. I'm going to just dump the information on you, and then you can do what you want with it. But I want to give you a step-by-step how-to, sort of, and I want you to let you know everything that you need to get started. So number one, you have to sign up for an email marketing solution provider or an email marketing provider. And people are going to be like, a what and a what and a what? So when I started email marketing, I had no clue I needed a provider. And this is what I found for a lot of bloggers, new bloggers, and this is what I found for a lot of authors, and this is what I found for a lot of ministries as well. I thought I could just collect email addresses in my Gmail account and email them from there. It's what I did. I also did this with the Minnesota Christian Writers Guild. We did everything through Gmail. It was a bad idea. In fact, it's illegal. You cannot solicit your services. You cannot solicit people to buy your stuff. You cannot tell people about your latest blog post. You cannot just throw 100 or 200 or 300 names on your blind carbon copy, send an email to yourself. You can't do that. It's illegal. You can't tell people about what you're doing through Gmail. And the reason is Gmail calls that spamming. You're going to go into the spam folder, and then they're going to find your account, and they're going to seek it out, and they're going to destroy your account and shut you down. So if you don't want to end up on the wrong side of the law, you don't want to end up on the wrong side of Gmail or Yahoo or AOL or whoever you're using, please don't use AOL. If you have an AOL email address, nuke that thing and move it over to Gmail. Just saying. Okay, rant done. You need an account with an email marketing provider. Now, there are several options out there available. There's MailChimp, which is free to use for 2,000 subscribers. I don't recommend MailChimp. And the reason is because for every person who signs up for your MailChimp account, well, the problem is they're counted more than once. MailChimp counts your subscribers more than once. So if they subscribe for your free ebook and then they subscribe for your Evernote template file, MailChimp is going to count them as 2 people. And so that's kind of why I don't like MailChimp, but they are free for up to 2,000 subscribers. So if you don't care if people are labeled twice, then that's fine. If you want to know a little bit more about email marketing, or especially MailChimp, and why I moved away from them, I want you to go to episode 90 of this show, jbsism.com/090. And I talk about why I moved from MailChimp to ConvertKit. So why I'm using ConvertKit for all of my email marketing. And that's the second email provider that I highly recommend. I highly recommend ConvertKit. Now, you can find that at jbsism.com/ConvertKit. That is my affiliate link. And for a low $30 a month fee, you get access to, I believe, the most powerful email marketing provider on the internet. And I don't think there's anything more powerful out there. There probably is, but ease of use and simplicity, and they give you a lot of bang for your buck. I recommend ConvertKit. And basically what an email marketing solution provider does is they send emails to the people on your list. So it's set up just like any other email. You click on, in ConvertKit, it's called Broadcast. MailChimp, it's called Campaigns. You click on it, you start a new email, you draft it, you put in a subject just like you normally would. You don't have to put in your email addresses because they're already there. And you type out your email, you put any links in there that you want, and you hit the send button, and it sends the email out for you. And you can tell people about all the great things you're doing. They can forward, they can reply back to you just like regular email. And that's the cool thing. And the other thing that these email marketing providers do for you is they allow you to have an unsubscribe link at the bottom of your email. Now, by law, you have to have an unsubscribe link. And this is one of the reasons why using Gmail to send emails is illegal, because you don't have an unsubscribe link. And so you need an unsubscribe link on the bottom of your email, and ConvertKit gives that to you. And if you get my email, you can see at the bottom of every one that I send out, you're going to see unsubscribe from everything here. And you can click that link and it'll unsubscribe you for everything. Now, I have specific lists that I put people on as well, and you can opt out of different lists, but still be on my email list. And so I can move you around within my contacts, and depending on what you click on depends on how you're going to get emails from me. So that's pretty cool. I can really tailor the emails to exactly what you want, and I really, really like that feature that ConvertKit gives you. But you have to have that unsubscribe link. And if you do want to join up for my email newsletter, you can go to jbsism.com/subscribe. And I'm going to give you that free ebook I was telling you about. I'm going to give you Ready, Set, Publish, 7 Reasons You Should Publish Your Book This Year. So jbsism.com/subscribe, and you can do that right there. So to avoid Gmail catching you and nuking your email account, I encourage you to sign up for ConvertKit. jbsism.com/ConvertKit, and I will make a commission on that if you sign up with them. But you do get a 30-day money-back guarantee. So there you go. Secondly, I encourage you to get a P.O. box. So all emails, and here's the thing, all emails require at the bottom of each one a P.O. box or an address, a mailing address. And the reason is, in 2003, George Bush signed into law from Congress the Can-Spam Act. And so what it is it's a law that is to help you eliminate or whittle down the amount of junk mail you receive in your email inbox. And this is why all emails need to have that unsubscribe link. And they need to have that physical address, because when that email comes in, like with Gmail, they read the backside of the email. They read all of the code and they say, oh, they got an unsubscribe link, I'm going to put it in their inbox. If they don't have that, it's going to go straight to the junk mail. So This is why I highly recommend a P.O. box, because you need to have an address. Now, if you don't use a P.O. box, that's okay. You still have to use an address, but it's going to be your home mailing address. And this is why I recommend using a P.O. box, because you don't want your home mailing address to be available for everybody on your email list. Now, if you have a physical store or a physical job that you are using email marketing for, it's okay. You can use your regular mailing address. But for people who do this out of their home, authors or bloggers who are entrepreneurs and they're doing everything from home, they're staying home, get a P.O. box. I decided to keep my home safe and my family safe and protected by getting that P.O. box. They're cheap. I think I'm only paying $60 a year for a P.O. box. So you can't really compete with that. And the best part is it's tax deductible. You can write it off on your taxes. So that's pretty cool. Thirdly is you need to create a opt-in freebie. An opt-in freebie. So, yeah, you can ask people to sign up for your email newsletter, but the majority of people, they want something free in return. So that's what I do. I give people something free. They sign up with their name and email. I offer a few different free things. You can do one. You can do them all. I don't care. But the main thing is I'm giving people who sign up something in return for their email addresses. And I honestly suggest that you take your most popular blog posts, and this is what you should use to create your freebie. Take your most popular blog posts and create a free ebook. And then whenever somebody signs up for your email list, they get to download that free ebook. So that's pretty cool. It's a win-win for you. You get their name and email address. They get your freebie. So take your free ebook, attach it to your email marketing solution, and voila, it's pretty cool. And ConvertKit, you can just upload it right there. So when they click the, I want to get this ebook, you send them an email that says, confirm your subscription. They click on the confirm subscription link, and then it downloads the freebie instantly. They don't have to think about it. They don't have to remember to go back to it. They don't have to go to another page to download it. It's just a one-click download. It's pretty cool. I love that feature, and I use it now. So that's pretty cool. So create a free opt-in, and that's why I say use one of your most popular blog posts or maybe a couple free chapters of your book, or maybe you have a free book. You can just give away a free book if you want. So give them something of value. Give them something to exchange their email address for. And then number four, place an opt-in form on your website. Now, companies like ConvertKit or MailChimp, they allow you to put that little bit of code on your website for an opt-in form. And without an opt-in form, you can't get email addresses. You can't get people's names. And so you got to have an opt-in form. Now, the opt-in forms are good for places like Wix.com or Weebly or Squarespace or WordPress.org, the self-hosted WordPress. If you have a free blog like at WordPress.com or at Blogger.com, you can't put the form on your site, but you can create a link to go to the form. So I wanted to make that clear. You have to have a hosted site, especially for WordPress. You have to have a self-hosted site in order to have that form on your website. But when you do the opt-in form, and the opt-in form is just where they put their name and email address, I encourage you to only do name and email address, or maybe just do something simpler like just email, because you don't want it, their name, their email, their phone, their address and their social security number and their child's name, and you know, just to get on your list. You want to make it super, super simple. I encourage you to do just a first name and an email, or just simply an email. Make it super, super easy. You want it to be stupid easy for them. So in other words, a simple opt-in form on the website is going to give your visitors an easy way to sign up for your emails. And the best part is both of these places, it's free to use their opt-in forms. It's free to use their code to put on your website. Now, there are a few locations I encourage you to put these opt-in forms. One, I encourage you to put it in the sidebar. Secondly, the footer of your website. And thirdly, every single blog post should have this on there. You're going to find it at the bottom of every blog post that I do. You're going to find an opt-in form. The reason is this is going to give people plenty of opportunities to sign up for your email marketing newsletters if they want. And so create an opt-in form. So number one, get an email marketing provider. I highly recommend ConvertKit, jbsism.com/ConvertKit. Get a PO box. It's incredibly cheap because you have to have a mailing address on your emails. Thirdly, create an opt-in freebie. So take your most popular blog posts and create an ebook to give away. And then four, make sure you have that opt-in form on your website. That way you make it stupid easy for people to sign up for your emails. And my friends, whatever you do to get some form of email marketing up and running, I encourage you to take the time to build your list. Because if you do, you're going to find that you're going to have followers that are dripping with anticipation with every word that you write. So sign up for ConvertKit, jbsism.com/ConvertKit. You get a 30-day money-back guarantee. And yes, I will make a commission on that, but I highly recommend it. Well, my friends, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. It was a short one today. It was power-packed. There was a lot of information in there, but I hope you found it valuable. You can find the full show notes at jbsism.com/102. jbsism.com/102. And my friends, answer this question. Have you ever thought about email marketing before today? I will see you later on this show, on this website at jbsism.com next week. All right, my friends, God bless. Have a great week. Bye-bye for now.
Thanks for listening. This has been the JB Sism Show. You can find the archives of the show at jbsism.com or on iTunes. Don't forget to visit jbsism.com to download a special ebook when you sign up for the free newsletter. You'll get new episodes, updates, and so much more. This podcast is copyright Jason Sism and Sism Enterprise, all rights reserved. Until next week, stay motivated with clarity, take your message to the next level, and find success in your family, ministry, and life.